Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, good morning. Thank you for joining us. It's Thursday. You can watch the show live 24/7. Well, 24/7, you can watch the show. You can watch it live while we're here. After we leave, we're gone. It's not live anymore. But Vaughn runs all the cameras, and he does the whole production in the morning, and then he loops the show throughout the day. So anytime you're in the mood for a little S&V, we're here for you. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Takes you right to the Looking Glass.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community.
Oh.
Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. The coronavirus continues to spread at an alarming rate. Way more deaths have been reported.
Oh, boy.
Now, as we're into the hundreds now, and that's just what we're hearing.
Right.
As
seems like a kind of a secretive place, China.
Right.
They don't want to really let you know what's really happening.
It's troubling.
Stock markets aren't happy.
No, well, You worry. I mean, they're actually talking about Ebola and SARS and the other times that these sort of outbreaks happen. It becomes a major thing.
Yep.
It cripples air travel because you've got to figure out how to get people in here, parked, tested, and then you can let them
out into the public.
Right. And if you're going to do that, then now you're creating a holding space for people. Where are you going to put them all?
Flights in, flights out.
It's a thing. So as the coronavirus has been all over the news, you've seen footage of everyone walking around with face masks on. Now, I've seen this in China for smog reasons.
Sure.
So this doesn't seem like...
No, it seems like it's a big thing in the Asian cultures, various Asian cultures, that they will have masks on,
right?
For whatever reason, they don't want to get anything, they don't want to give anything, the air quality's horrendous, whatever it is.
So the masks, the question becomes, do they really protect you? Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is an expert on this stuff. She lived in China and covered the SARS outbreak in 2002.
She wore a mask,
and she says most of the time the answer is probably not. These masks do not. But if you know what, if you're telling me probably not, but sometimes, then sure, I'll wear it. I don't want the coronavirus.
I wonder if it comes down to that mask's got to get changed a lot.
If you're heading into a crowded space in the middle of an outbreak, then it might be a good idea. But there's also the surface touching, which is one of the ways it spreads. So,
right. And then there you are with your gross hands, taking your mask off, getting your hands right by your face.
Right.
And what did you say? We touch our faces 30 times an hour or something?
It's ridiculous how many times.
You don't even realize you're doing it.
Right.
Especially like your nose, right there. Your nose itches, there's something on the corner of your mouth. Yeah, I'm doing it right now. God knows what's all over this board. It's disgusting. People are here all day.
The other thing they say, remember, and we have some masks, so I started to go like, oh, I'm going to hit eBay and see what I can fetch. Remember, we got the ones with the little...
They were like N90s or something.
Yeah, there's a specific... This was during the fires from 2 seasons ago. I bought a bunch to send up north. And we didn't end it, I think.
No, we did send some of them up.
But we were late enough that there were a few we kept.
We kept a couple packages. But that was, truthfully, it was because everywhere you were in the area, the air stunk.
Right.
N95.
N95.
Anyway, we got some of those. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, we might need those. What are you doing?
What if you were to sew some up? You feel like, you know, I love, this is one of my favorite things about you, is when you get something and you go, oh, let me look at that. And then you turn it inside out, and you get a, and you start
like
sizing
to see how
it up.
Are made.
Right. Let me see. I think I could So do you want me to go get you a mask?
It's okay. Those are the hard...
I'll grab them real quick.
It's okay.
That'd be great.
I'm thinking more along the lines of those surgical masks that doctors wear, you know? Clearly there's a fold in the middle so you can get it around the thing.
Right.
Like, I could figure that out.
You can figure that out.
But I think that
it's an accordion type thing.
It would cost me so much money to make those things that it would be probably a lot easier to go online and say, let me buy some surgical masks.
Well, that's the problem.
And they're saying here that they're not...
In many places, the masks are sold out. They're gone. That's why the masks we're sitting on... one in your hand.
I can't make this. This is made out of some kind of molded. That's like a plastic derivative, isn't it?
You can
it
do a
like
better
fabric.
One. What do you? You don't know anything
do
about marketing,
well,
do you? You
right,
just
I
tell
don't.
People you're making a better one.
I can't. I don't think I can do it.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, that's not going to help. Anyway,
I don't know. It's just, you know, the problem is handmade stuff. I have to say, I get now why like people who make things by hand charge so much money for them, because it's like. Okay, so that took all day.
Anyway,
and $40 for
this. This expert, Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, says the masks probably aren't going to save you. She says the one thing you can do to protect yourself from the coronavirus, which has been found, there are people here who have it now.
Yeah,
wash your hands more. Even if it's airborne, it's more likely you'll get a virus by touching something contaminated, like a doorknob. Mm. So washing up frequently is your best bet.
Get a little thing of Purell in your hand and put it in your pocket, because you can't always get to, you know, if you touch something, it's just nice to have a little Purell. Dries your hands out though real bad.
How would you like to see a close-up view of the sun's surface?
I'd love to.
This
have
is
a look
from the summit of 10,000 foot Haleakala. That's it, Haleakala in Hawaii. 93 million miles away from the sun, the National Science Foundation's Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope delivered its first look at our sun in never-before-seen detail.
Oh, it looks like a pot of gold. Looks like little gold nuggets.
It looks like little gold nuggets.
Yeah.
That's a close-up of the sun.
Incredible.
Are you,
let me see it again.
Is that amazing to you?
So obviously they have to shield it somehow, right? So this is...
Oh, dear. I don't know. They do.
You know what it looks like? It looks like caramel corn.
That's the close-up of the sun, everybody.
That looks like it's going to blow apart. There's all cracks in it. It doesn't look like it's held together by much.
You like it?
No, it's really cool to see
it. I think that I don't have it because you have it now, but I think it's like an 18-mile stretch that's a photo of.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's
the sun's
I don't
big,
know. I mean,
point.
I guess it just looks like fire.
I don't know. I just thought you'd be.
I'm fascinated.
You of all people.
Please, I'll go look at that today, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Pardon me in my NASA feed.
In the highest resolution image of the sun's surface ever captured, features as small as 18 miles across are visible for the first time.
Incredible.
That's what you're looking at there.
That's incredible. Wait, so.
The churning plasma of our nearest star resembles cellular-like formations, each one about the size of the U.S. state of Texas.
Oh, each of those is a Texas. So, oh my God. Wait, so each one of those is the size of Texas?
That's what they're saying here.
That and there's gajillions of them there. That's, well, it is huge. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is turned into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. They might be giants.
There is
everything
a spot
I know about the sun.
In Santa Cruz that I drive by regularly. And I've mentioned this to you before. It appears to me that this store is selling mushrooms.
Oh.
Of the psychedelic type.
Psilocybin.
And I've been tripped out by it. Like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm afraid I'm going to be the guy that narcs them out. I don't know if ever somehow no one's noticed this
mushroom,
this
place.
Mushroom store.
Is it called Magic Mushrooms R Us?
And, well, it's they have stickers on the window telling you what they're up to. I mean, you kind of go, wait a minute. It turns out now I found an article that says Santa Cruz, a new resolution has been passed in Central California. This was as of yesterday to decriminalize the use of psychedelic mushrooms. The City Council of Santa Cruz voted unanimously on Tuesday to approve a measure that will make investigation and arrest for the adult possession, use, or cultivation of psychoactive plants and fungi a low priority infraction by law enforcement.
It is very crazy how much we've changed since were kids.
Store.
Is it just
that
we're
I'm driving by?
About
I don't
it,
know.
Like, what is it?
I don't know.
There's is it that the young people have finally grown up and go, there's nothing wrong with that. Just,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Drug use in general has become a strange thing. You see people, if you come into San Francisco, and I don't say this as a positive, it's not good, but it's visible. People shooting up on the sidewalk right in front of you.
As you're walking by to go see a show or to, you know, be in downtown, and there your kid is watching one guy popping a squat over here and another guy popping a vein.
So
it's hideous. I'm like, oh my God, do I just get back in my car and leave?
Is this
reality and they've got to see it?
It's not, they're not arresting people for that. They're allowing it to happen. And they're also
they can't
now
arrest them all. What are they going to do? Right. You know, get a giant sweeper?
They're also now saying here in San Francisco, they want to make centers where you can go and get a fresh needle and shoot up and actually do it there. So you're not, I guess, on the sidewalk.
Right. And not potentially spreading disease.
Yeah, I don't know. That's supposed to be illegal as well. So I guess it's just a different approach to dealing with something that we used to just say, that's illegal, you'll be arrested.
Right.
What do you say?
I don't say.
All right.
I don't know. All I know is it's horribly disturbing to see.
Well, psychedelic mushrooms, it looks like, are available for purchase from stores now and decriminalized. So trip out.
I get it.
Get it?
It's a good one.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Astronauts who go to the International Space Station need to become fluent in both English and
Russian.
You're right.
Whoa.
You know stuff.
It's a hard language to learn.
Well, but if you're supposed to be some wise guy astronaut.
Oh, you're some wise guy kind of astronaut.
You should pick that up quickly, right?
Pick that up. You're so smart.
Starbucks and Pete's Coffee were founded and owned by some of the same people. But then a few of them sold their stake in Starbucks in 87 to focus on Pete's. Huh? I did not know that.
They're both pretty burnt tasting. Not for me.
Oh, I like Pete's.
Yeah.
That's
you
what
like
I
a, you like
that's
it
what I
a lot
drink
stronger
every day.
Than I do. I'll take U-Bam or Kirkland Signature.
Get out of here.
What a nice
you do
mellow
not.
Cup of coffee.
No, you don't.
And I don't want it to taste like it like coal. Sorry. Sorry about it.
George Harrison decided to write a song in 1968 based on the first words he saw when he opened a random book on his parents' bookshelf. The words he saw were, "Gently weeps."
Oh. Gently weeps.
While my guitar gently weeps.
I love that tune. That's a beautiful song.
A random.
I don't know how.
Passage from a book on his parents' bookshelf. It's funny how that works in headphones so much more plainly than
right when it's surrounding you in a car.
My kid, I got
house.
My kid an iPod, and I was trying to find something for her, and then but I only had the one earpiece in, and I'm like, I don't even hear the song. It was an old Beach Boys song. I put the other earpiece and went, oh, most of the song's over here. All right.
Van Halen's like that too. The first album.
Yeah,
a lot of it's just in one ear or the other.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 781. Where's 781?
Because I think that's Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Maybe.
Oh, God, I love that commercial. I love that commercial so much.
It's got Smodpak.
Right.
Yeah, it pokes itself. What?
It's too great.
Oh, my God, Jay. What is that thing? I think it's a baby whale.
It's just too good.
It's so good. It is as fun. Smart people sound dumb when they talk like people from Boston. Could be an Einstein, but it doesn't matter.
781 says, we did 100 paper cranes for the 100 days of school project.
I wish I could make a paper crane.
What is that?
It's origami. You know, that you fold up the pieces. I love origami.
Oh.
It's so beautiful. Some people... I mean, I've seen things made out of paper that I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What is that thing that girls used to do? That's right. I said girls because I only know that girls did it. But they'd do this thing where they'd make this piece of paper thing.
Oh, I did. The four squares?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you could tell the future with it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you would ask questions, have yes, no, categories.
Yeah. You did it?
You cut a piece of paper.
Yeah, I did it.
I never, I just knew like Rochelle and her friends did it, and they'd tell you the future with it.
Right, and they'd go like this and tell you.
Yeah,
you,
they'd move their
things.
Yes.
Say a number, and they'd go that many times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, pick a color, and there'd be four colors in there.
You know this.
Yeah, that's a pretty.
Is that origami too?
I don't know. But that is definitely something we did as kids. I'm going to do one right now.
It's future telling.
I definitely.
Fortune telling, sorry.
Haven't thought about that in years and years, but I remember how to do
well,
it.
Well, you just reminded me of it.
Is.
That's
it,
it?
Yeah, yeah. They're making it right now.
Yeah, I never.
I think I remember how to do it. I'm gonna do it.
You're going to do it.
I think so.
Look at, they're doing it on this YouTube video Bryn found. Oh, and you just write in all the stuff you want to tell people.
It's pretty cool.
Amazing. Anyway, and for you kids, you have no idea.
Yeah, no.
So we just went from a Beatles song you've never
Vonda
heard.
Vonda says he knows. What about the A-Team? You guys heard of these little fortune-telling things?
All right.
Oh, you're going to like this.
Are they?
I don't know.
We're out of time. So Sarah's going to make this while we do a commercial break.
All right, great.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.